So when our Creator gifted us custodianship of country, for Wiradjuri people, it's written in our law, and our law in language is called Buye, Wiradjuri Buye. The concept for us is based on Yinjamara Buye, and it has five elements, so five expectations. And all of our stories of our creation stories and our dreaming stories, all of our stories are base five. So we have a generic story that we can share with the First Nations people and also with our non-First Nations brothers and sisters too now. Then we have a story that is just for women. So we call it, you know, the English of that is women's business. Those stories are just sacred to women. And then we have a story of men's business. And only men can hear those stories. So our sacred place, our mountain, our Walu story, it has all of those five elements. So it has the generic story, the women's business, the men's business, our sacred story, and also the creation story that was gifted by the Creator. For Wiradjuri people, it takes a whole lifetime to hear those stories. Some of us are on our journey of our song lines to learn those stories. And it's our cultural responsibility to pass on those stories to the next generation. So when we look at country, we look at country through a cultural lens. And the cultural lens is based on those five concepts: the shared story, the men's business, women's business, the sacred story, and the creation story. So it's not just generic. It has all these layers, and everything is entwined and crosses over, and then they divert into their own separate places. And when you look at country, at the Noorumbung, you can see it written in the land and in the landscape.